It's a piece of furniture that has four or five drawers. It all depends on the size.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Spanish name too? Chiffonier?
Chiffonier? I've always heard it as a chiffonier or a chest of drawers.
Uh-huh. It's an English word.
Uh-huh.
Something that you could have in windows on rollers that you pull down.
Shades.
Uh-huh. And the covering on the house, the top of the house.
Roof.
And things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
The rain spout or mm-hmm. something like that, no?
Mm-hmm. What about when you, haven't noticed this design around here, but if you have a house in an L, you know what that is? It's where you build onto the house.
Oh, yes.
There's a low place. There on the roof where the two roofs come together.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a name for that?
No, I don't think I have.
Well,
maybe if you mentioned it, I might have heard about it and didn't know what it was.
Did you ever hear of a valley or an alley of a roof?
No, I never have.
Sandy had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture. It wasn't any good anymore, you'd say.
They were antiques?
Or if it's no good at all, you say it's just...
rubbish or uh-huh. trash or
uh-huh.
discarded items.
Uh-huh. Where would you store things like that you don't know what to do with? If you don't want to throw it away but you don't have any use for it.
In a shed.
Okay. Do you ever hear people talk about a junk room or a lumber room? Storeroom?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Storeroom. You can store whatever you don't have any space in the house for
mm-hmm.
for certain things or things that you don't want to get rid of because of sentimental reasons or what
mm-hmm.
have you.
And a woman would say, if her house is in a big mess, she'd say, I have to.
Clean house, or have to straighten out, or pick after the children, or something.
And the thing that you would sweep with would be
the broom.
And say the broom was in the corner, and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. You said the broom was
hidden.
Where?
Behind the drawer.
Uh-huh. And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and do
their laundry.
Uh-huh. Do people used to use the word laundry?
Yes, I've always, or the wash, have to do the wash or do the laundry or...
Uh-huh. After you wash the clothes and you have to...
iron.
Uh-huh. And a long time ago, there would be something, a big black thing out in the yard to heat water to boil the clothes in?
Yes, a big pot.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have to do clothes like that?
Well, yes. Yes, during my childhood years, we used
mm-hmm.
to do that. Yes.
How would they wash the clothes then?
Well, they would, first they would be soaked, and they would be scrubbed some.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would be scrubbed again
mm-hmm.
At first it would be soaked just in plain water.
Mm-hmm.
To take all the dirt out, and then they would be washed in soap and water, cold
mm-hmm.
water. Then they would be put in that pot to boil. They
mm-hmm.
would be taken out of there and scrubbed some more,
mm-hmm.
and then rinsed, and then hang up to dry.
I guess by that time you'd spend all day.
All day.
Something you could use to heat up water to make hot tea in.
Tea kettle.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use the word kettle? Did you ever call that pot a kettle?
Yes. Uh-huh. You mean the pot where we used to boil the clothes in?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You call that a kettle?
A kettle, uh-huh.
to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house, you have
a stairway or staircase.
Uh-huh. What about to get from the porch to the ground?
From porch
uh-huh.
to